Okay, and we're back. Welcome back to the podcast, to Rowdy Talks. Welcome back. Appreciate everybody listening. It's a little bit of a somber week for me. I'm just going to get right into it. I'm not going to sugarcoat shit. Lost somebody at work. Okay, one of my employees. It's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to lose somebody that you talk to every day. Okay, because that's what I did. I talked to this gentleman every day and heard him out every day. Every day, if he had a concern, I heard him out. If he was happy, told me about his the good things that were going on in his life, I heard him out. And unfortunately, this week, he passed away. So, you know, condolences to his family, his friends, everybody that he knew very well, right? And, you know, that's just, I'm not going to say his name because for the privacy of his family and his friends, you know, they know what happened. They know what's going on. But my condolences from me and my family to you and yours. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same because I would stand out front of our place of employment, and I like to stand out there and greet everybody, see how they're doing. Hey, how was your weekend? Just simple things. That's just how I am, right? There's nothing behind it. I just want to make sure my folks are doing good. And you know, it's kind of crazy because I didn't really get to. I talked to this dude every day, right? It just so happens that the day that he passed away, I was talking to somebody else, and I did not get a chance to ask him how he's doing. I noticed a few things that were different from every other day when he comes in, and I did not. I did think about it. I did. It crossed my mind. But I just didn't, say something, right? And I just feel a little bit of, regretting that because, you know, I didn't get to say goodbye, right? But how many of us really get to say goodbye to those that we love? Unless there's like, something that, you know, is known, right? It's a known, illness or, you know, somebody's going to pass and you can kind of say your goodbyes, right? This situation was a little bit different. So, yeah. You know, you can't, nobody knows what their life is going to bring. Nobody knows what their life is going to bring, when their life is going to end. And I think this, you know, I'm going through my own health issues. If you listen to my podcast, you know, I got my own things going on and I'm kind of changing a lot of things that I'm doing in my life. For the better, because I refuse to go out like that, right? Like I don't even know where I'm going with this right now. All I can say is you don't know when you're going to go. So enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. And I talked about it on my last podcast. My last week's episode of you don't know which when you're gonna go, right? So enjoy your life. You know, this gentleman that passed at my work, he worked whenever, worked till it was done. Okay, he worked till it was done. That was it. And what I said in my last podcast was, don't let work push your family to the side. And I stand by that. I stand by that because, you know, unfortunately, and it sucks to say, is like, we are probably going to replace him, right? In his position, not in his family life, right? But that's my point, is like, you cannot get replaced with your family. You can't. You can put in so many hours, you know, you can make so much money, but you're replaceable in your place of employment. You know, now this gentleman, he's not replaceable with his family. And unfortunately, he's gone. Now, I don't know his personal life or what he did outside of, you know, where we worked. But the thing is, enjoy your life. You know, it's got me thinking. You know, what am I doing it for? Right? I work 12 to 14 hours a day, to spend 4 hours with my kids. You know, because I got to sleep. So, where's your balance? Right? That's. What happened to him, like, really, really hit me. And I think, you know, I think it has to hit home in order for people to understand and get, like, you're replaceable, right? You have to understand that you're replaceable. Not that it's, I don't know how to say it, but you're replaceable at your job, but not with your family. So, I'm not saying fuck work, but enjoy your life outside of work. Don't just work because you want to keep making money. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's just my advice. And I'm changing my ways because I am that guy that if you tell me, hey, I need you here, from this time, and it's fucking 14 hours. Okay, I'm going to do it because, hey, that's what you're asking me to do. That's the Marine in me, okay? Like, I'm a Marine. You tell me to charge that fucking hill, right? Charge that machine gun hill that's firing down at me. I'm going to fucking do it. And some people, I'm using that as an example. You don't necessarily have to ever served in the military or been in situations, but you have to understand that there are people that will, you tell them to do something, to work hard, right? Because that's their focus and they're going to do it. And that's me. But lately I've been having to take a step back and really enjoy my family, really enjoy my kids, my wife, celebrate the things that she's doing well, celebrate the things that our family, how we're doing as a unit, right? Because that's how I measure success, I would say, is not how well I'm doing, but how well my family's doing, right? Because I could be working 12 to 14 hours just for myself. I say I didn't have any kids or a wife or any responsibilities, and say I lived at home. Damn, I'm living fat, but all I'm doing is working for myself, right? So I work for my family. I work for my family. And, you know, I was at work last week, and my wife, she texted me, and she said, thank you for everything that you do for our family, to keep our family together. And, you know, I'm at work, and I have so many different things going on, and I took a look at that text, and I said, wow, this is, that's something special, right? Like, this woman is recognizing what I'm doing, the sacrifices that I'm making for our family. Right now, if I was just doing it for me and spending all the money on myself and not caring about my kids, then I don't think I would have got that text. I think it would have been a different conversation. But, you know, I think you have to balance it out. I think you have to balance everything that you do. It's all a balancing act. I didn't mean to be a little bit boring or a little bit down, but you know, I'm really gonna miss this guy. I'm not gonna say his name. I won't, because I haven't got permission from his family, you know. And why would they want to give me permission? I'm just speaking from what I see. In first things first, is this is my podcast, and I speak on the things that I'm passionate about, that I feel a certain type of way about, right? And I've said this before too, is I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm not telling you how to feel. I'm not telling you what to think. All I'm doing is expressing myself. Okay, and example. I used some not choice words in my last podcast. Okay. I used the R-rated word, which I was not talking about that demographic of folks, right, that have mental illness, mental disabilities. That when I use that word, retarded, I'm going to say it again, because it's not a derogatory term, unless I'm calling somebody specifically that word. Okay. I guess maybe I could have used it in a different context of how I was saying it, but bottom line is I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. Right. And if I do, you don't have to listen to my fucking podcast. Right. But the thing is, like I said previously in on all my podcasts, is this. Don't label me as one thing. There's many people that know me personally. Right. And I can have my views on the left side and I can have my views on the right side. But don't label me as right-sided or left-sided. So what I'm saying is that if I say a specific word, right, and it triggers something in you, don't put that entire how you feel right there. Don't categorize me in how you feel in the moment. Does that make sense? So like, If you're grooving and we're doing good and we're having a good time, and then I say something, don't be like, oh my God, I can't talk to this individual anymore because he said this. Because that, whatever I said, is not, it doesn't encapsulate who I am. It doesn't encapsulate. I've done many things that people will not agree with, right? Any guilt in any kind of fucking case here, right? I'm not trying to incriminate myself, but I've done things that will hurt a lot of people. However, I am loved by many people, okay? I am loved by many family, many friends, many fans. People love me, right? Regardless of the things that I've done in my past, regardless of the things that I've done in my past. So don't categorize me. Like if you hear me say something on my show, don't think that, oh my God, he hates everybody in this demographic, or, oh my God, he's being so rude of these folks over here. No. If you listen to my show and you know me, you know that I'm I use a lot of satire, sarcasm, puns. Don't take this show seriously unless when I say, hey, check this out. I'm being serious now. Rowdy is being serious. Then take it to heart. But this show is for entertainment. It's for the drive, so you can drive home, you know, or to work. That's the purpose of this, right? This is entertainment. I'm not trying to piss anybody off. I'm not trying to single anybody out. But yeah. Anyways, that's how we're going to roll. You know, I just felt like I had to clarify that back to the gentleman that we lost at work, RIP. Thank you for everything you've ever done in your personal life and your professional life. You will be missed. We already missed you already. Believe me, I do. This, you know, some people don't know. This guy used to come to me for a lot of things. And I appreciated that. He felt so much trust in me that he would come to me. Personal things, professional things. But he came to me. He would come to me in confidence, and we would talk. And I appreciate those times that we talked and we got to share and say hi to my dad in heaven for me. Thanks, Rafa. So it's Saturday night, and me and my wife were watching movies, and we stumbled across this movie called The Covenant with Jake Gyllenhaal, Donnie Darko. That's how I'll always remember him. And it was a pretty good movie. It was a pretty good movie. He is an Army veteran, goes, saves a translator. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you about it. It's really good. Okay, I'm not going to spoil it for you because the movie, it kind of just came out, so I'm not going to even say. Maybe I'll do Rowdy Reviews Movies. Maybe that might be a good show. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do some Rowdy Reviews Movies, but I'm not going to spoil it. But the thing is, in this movie, he was an Army veteran with an Afghani translator. They go through their things. It's a really good movie. Almost made me cry. Almost. It didn't, but almost. So, you know, me and my wife were talking about it. We were like, man, that is super effed up situation on what this dude's going through. And, you know, we were thinking about it. How lucky we are to live in the United States, you know, because like some of the stuff that was happening in the movies, right? Like these folks are in their home and then it's getting kicked in to their home, getting kicked in by Marines, Army, you know, the U.S. military, or by the Taliban. They're kicking in their doors. They're kidnapping their families. And I think we don't appreciate that enough in America, because that does not happen unless it's a home invasion, like they're trying to steal whatever you got in your house. But, ooh, I think there's some gunshots going off in my... Anyways. So, yeah. That doesn't happen in America, where the military or the Taliban are kicking in folks' door, kidnapping families, or kicking, you know, imagine being in the military, right? And you kick somebody's door in and it's just a family man, but you don't know that. You're going to treat him like he's a suspect, take him to the ground, zip tie him, fucking question him, you know, all hours of the night, right? Because, you know, the military operates in the middle of the night, not during the day. So strike hard, strike fast, strike first, in the middle of the night. But me and my wife were talking about is like, can you imagine that happening? And you know, can you imagine that? Because we're sitting here watching a movie with my two little girls, you know, we're chilling, watching a movie. I can't imagine just doing that, enjoying my own home, and then somebody kicking the door in and then tackling me, zip tying me, holding my wife at gunpoint and my babies, asking me questions of what I know. Right. So I, when I think about what these other countries go through, right? And then I think about people that can't stand our country and how hateful we, how they say we're hateful and that we're bigots and that we're racist and that we hurt their feelings, right? We hurt their feelings. We don't do anything physical to them. We don't zip tie them. We don't hold them at gunpoint. We don't question their motives, who they know, you know, where they were, who is this guy? We're not showing them pictures and asking them, do you know this guy? But in America, we hurt people's feelings, right? So I think so many people have it backwards in this country as to why they hate this country or why they don't want to live here anymore. You know, Brittany Griner, perfect example. And you may be saying, well, why are you bringing up Brittany? Why are you bringing up Brittany? Brittany Griner. You know, she kind of tripped me out. Okay. And I'm not saying I support her or any of her causes, but she has been through some shit, right? So on this story, it says, Brittany Griner's comment on national anthem goes viral. And you know what? I saw this headline and I was like, I'm just going to scroll over it because I don't give a fuck what this chick says, right? I don't care what she says because it's probably going to be, why didn't the U.S. get me out of there faster? But no, that's not what she said. That's not what she said. And it's surprising. Okay, so I'm going to read this here. It says, Brittany Griner rejoined the Phoenix Mercury this week and saw the court for the first time since 2021. All right, but while Griner has previously protested the pregame rendition of the national anthem, it hit differently for her this time. It hits different. That's like a little millennial thing on how they talk, right? It hits different now. Following the preseason loss to the Chicago Sky, Griner admitted that hearing that national anthem hit different. She said that it meant a lot to be back to playing basketball in the United States after a 9-month incarceration in Russia. Hearing the national anthem, it definitely hit different, Griner said. Being here right now today, it means a lot. To me, that means that Brittany has seen some shit, right? She's been through it. 9 months in a Russian prison is pretty psychotic. If anything, that's psychotic. It's saying that Griner has been criticized for her social justice protest, which she has, and I've criticized her plenty for it. And they're happy to see that she's finally seen the light after being rescued from a Russian prison. That's right. She was rescued. This was not not just like a quick done deal. She was rescued. Okay. And I'm glad that Brittany has seen the light. I'm glad that she has seen the light. Because as a veteran, that's what I've constantly told people. It's like, I love this country because you have not been to other parts of the world. You have not been to the sweaty armpit of the world. You have not been across the world touching its butthole. The earth's butthole is where I've been, right? The military, the Marines, they paid for my free flight to the butthole of the earth. You know, you can't take a cruise there. You can't take a Disney cruise to the butthole of the earth. You know, so I think in this particular story, I think Brittany Griner has seen the light, has seen how good she has it over here. And now, whether she took a knee or not, I don't know. I'm only reading off of a story here. But it's good to see that, you know, you're going through some shit. She was incarcerated in Russia for some bullshit. Okay. But I think that was the best thing for her, right? You can get arrested for weed, right? It's legal here in the United States, not federally, but like in certain states, but it's really legal in California. And that's normal to us, right? So then when you go over to another country where drugs are bad, okay, and I'm talking like when I was in Thailand, they were like, do not buy marijuana from anybody. You will get life in prison here in Thailand. And it was kind of like, yeah, right, whatever. But seeing this, you know, she's lucky. She's lucky she came back. But like I said, back to what I was saying is that I think that a lot of people who are spoiled in our country, they're spoiled. They don't understand how the rest of the world works. And when I say the rest of the world, I'm not talking about like New York, LA, Texas. You know, I'm talking about the rest of the world. The United States is the best country in the world. The best country in the world. And if you say that it's not, you have not been to the armpit of the world, to the butthole of the world. You know, you haven't been anywhere. You have not been anywhere. If your feelings are hurt here in America, try going somewhere else. And that's not a dare, right? I'm not telling you, oh, you need to respect what we're doing here. That, like, I'm not doing that. What I'm telling you is this: if you feel that way, go check it out. And my last, if you're a trans folk, you know, trans person, go ahead and check out my last episode. There's a community out there for you, and they'll send you out. It's called Transport. They'll send you to the UK. But my point being, America is the best country in the world. We are, hands down. And if you say that we're not, you're a spoiled aspirant, and you have not been anywhere. You haven't been anywhere. You know, but like I said, it's good. It's good to see that Brittany has seen the light, And hopefully it's for the better. Hopefully she's a changed person, right? I know she's a part of the trans community, and she likes to be referred to as him, his, her, I don't know. One of them pronouns that refers to a male. Not going in on that. I'm just saying, I hope he, she, whatever she identifies as, learns from all of this, because it's a big thing. It's a huge, huge thing. And I think many more folks can learn from this. I hope they do. I hope she pushes this. I hope she tells, you know what? You know what would be good for her and the rest of America is if she shared her story of what her 9 months of prison in Russia was like. And people would understand that shit is tough. Shit is tough other places. Okay? This isn't give you a uniform with stripes on it type prison. Okay? This isn't a federal, United States federal prison. They don't have fucking TVs up in the fucking... This is you're naked all the time, shitting in a hole in the ground with rats everywhere, and you eat whatever the fuck they give you. That type of prison. That's what type of prison she was in. So I'm really hoping that she can share her story with everybody, because I'll listen to it, because I listen to all the shit now. I listen to everything, left, right. I listen to everything that comes down the pike, and I take it into account. So I would love for her to just tell her story, tell everybody America is great, regardless of what you think. And go from there. It would be a number one seller. I'd probably buy a copy. I'd probably buy a copy to hear what she went through, right? But you know who I won't listen to? I won't listen to Target. You know, Brittany Griner is part of the trans community, and it seems like Target is trying to take up space in that community. They are trying to align themselves with that community, which is okay. That's fine. If you want to lose money. And then if you want to know how to lose extra money, you can target, so if you want to lose extra money, just target it towards children, because that's what Target's doing right now. Target, they're prepping up for June, right? Tomorrow's Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day out there to those mothers. You wouldn't be, mothers without motherfuckers. Just kidding. No, that's a fucking funny line. But anyways, tomorrow's Mother's Day, but next month is June, which is National Pride Month. Pride. I'm just going to say it's Pride, because you can be proud of whatever you got going on in your life. It's just be proud of it. Unfortunately, that month does not let you be proud of being white or, you know, Caucasian or male or straight. You can't be proud during that month of Pride. But anyways, I guess I don't understand that. I don't understand that month, right? But Target is gearing up by putting trans-friendly clothing line. They put up a trans-friendly clothing line for children. For children. Now, I've said this before in my podcast, and if you want to be trans, if you want to be part of that community, that is fine. Do what you want. Like, if you want to be a drag queen, do it for adults, you know, male adults, male females. I mean, human females, adult females, excuse me. I fucked up. I don't know. Male females, females, males. We're in 2023. We're on that brink, right? Of androgynous. You know who should be president right now? It's Prince. The most androgynous MF ever. Anyways, pretty as a female, awesome as a dude. But anyways, Target is targeting. Target is targeting children when it comes to these this trans line of clothing. I really think that Target wants to lose a lot of money. I think whoever is in charge of their PR department, their marketing, I think they really want to lose money. Target was like, you know what? We have enough money. We have enough money. Let's be social justice warriors. Let's do this. Let's do this. Because we have enough money. We don't care. We don't care about our customers. We don't. We give two shits, and we can stand to lose a few million dollars, maybe billion, maybe. I mean, you know, look at Bud Light. They're already there. They lost a few billion. Don't believe me? Just watch. So this story says Target came under fire this week after retail companies announced that a new trans-friendly clothing aimed at children, aimed at children, and the latest development to come after the Bud Light after Bud Light faced backlash and boycotts, which actually worked. You know what's crazy? I was looking at these boycotts, right? And I'm just like, man, this is fucking crazy. Like, but nobody died. Nobody's local store got fucking burned down. Nobody, because of this boycott, right? Like, if you don't like something, you just don't buy it, right? But, you know, if you get the BLM or Antifa, if they don't like something, they go burn down their own fucking neighborhood. But not in this case. Not in this case. People don't like what Budweiser's doing. They're not going to buy it. They're not burning down fucking their own neighborhood. They're not burning down. They're not beating people up. They're not smashing people's faces in. They're not assaulting people. They're not shooting at people. So I think peaceful protests and boycotts need to be learned by the other side of things, right? I'm not even going to say the other side. I'm a person in the middle, right? I might have Donald Trump intro and outro, and that's all for fun, right? But ultimately, I care about the United States, so I am in the middle. I am an American. That's all I care about is America. I don't care about your far right views. I don't care about your far left views. I care about what's best for my family and what's going to keep this country going, right? Because all my children that I have are going to be growing up in this country, which I love, which I fought to defend, which I gave up my childhood at 17, to fight for, right? Whether I was in the good fight or the wrong fight or the bad fight, it doesn't matter to me. In my mind as a kid, I was going to do something for my country. That's why I'm so passionate about a lot of stuff that has to do with things that I feel like are going to destroy our country. It doesn't have to do with right wing or left wing. It has to do with people in the middle, because I am a person in the middle, right? I did my time for my country. I still do my time for my country. I still respect my country. I still respect the place that I live in, because I've been to those places that you don't want to go to. The boogeyman is a fucking afraid of the places that I've been to. Okay? He don't want to go there. And these purple haired Starbucks freaks don't ever want to fucking go there. They don't even want to see it on their fucking, on their Twitter feed. They refuse to see it on their Twitter feed. Right. But yet they have an opinion on it. That's why I'm so pro-American. Right. Sorry. I went on a little bit of a rant, but let's get back on target. On the target, right? In the latest development after Bud Light faced backlash and boycotts for partnering with trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a dude pretending to be a girl. I talked about this on my last one. Target announced a new trans-friendly clothing line in anticipation of Pride Month in June. You know, with the Bud Light thing going on right now, and them losing over $400 million. I don't think this is a good idea, Target. I don't think this is a fucking power play move. I don't think so. I think Walmart's going to fucking, it's going to own you. According to the Daily Mail, a number of trans-friendly outfits are aimed at toddlers and children, with one children's t-shirt featuring the slogan, "Trans people will always exist." Yeah, they always will. They always will. That's the beauty of living in America. Trans people can live here, right? They can live their life. They can be safe. Don't shove it down my throat. Don't shove it down my throat. Be who you are. What if I did a straight men with tattoos and beards march, right? Who love their wives. Straight men with tattoos and beards who love their wives march. And that's all that can join. Nobody. And if you didn't like it, why do you hate my beard? Why do you hate my beard? Why? Because you can't grow one? Because you don't have the balls to grow one? Like, let's be realistic here, folks. We don't need to have a Pride Month. We don't need to have a Pride Month. If you're going to celebrate your life, celebrate it on your own. I'm not going to go out there and celebrate the things that I'm doing and force other people. That's the big thing. What we're doing here when it comes to Pride Month, and it's not even about Pride Month anymore. It's not even about that. We're pushing a completely different agenda. We're talking about indoctrination of children and grooming children to be trans. That's what this is saying to me. That's what it's saying to me. You know, Target, I hope you fucking pull your head out of your ass, because the trans community is not necessarily part of the gay community, right? It's LGBTQ plus blah, 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 all that. But, you know, in this story here, it says the new trans-friendly clothing line for children announced ahead of next month's Pride Month immediately caused a backlash. It caused a backlash, not with straight people. But it caused a backlash with some activist groups, such as organizations Gays Against Groomers, calling for a boycott against Target. They said, "This is what you'll find in the kids sections of Target's blah, blah, blah. We urge you to take your business elsewhere," Gays Against Groomers continued. "They are indoctrinating and grooming them with LGBTQ ideology. It is highly inappropriate and disturbing." You know, can you imagine being part of the gay community, right? And feeling how you feel, right? Because here's the thing in the gay community, right? I don't know. I'm not a gay male. I'm a straight man. But can you imagine how tough it was for them, right? It was so extremely tough to feel how they feel, right? Being a gay person, being a lesbian. Can you imagine how tough it was for them to come out to their family, right? And face the struggles and the battles and the hate that they had to, right? Just imagine that. Like, they had to go through so many different things to come out of the closet, as they say. They didn't shove it down anybody's throat, right? They finally came out. They celebrated it. It was them. That's who they were. I appreciate that, right? They celebrated it. These folks in the trans community are taking it in it. They never, in the gay community, right? I have family members that are gay, okay? And I love them very much. So don't think I'm a bigot or a fucking anti-phobe or anti-homophobe, whatever the fuck you want to call me. Don't think that's where I'm getting at with this. The gay community has never groomed children to see their views, right? In the gay community, they feel how they feel. They finally get to express it. They celebrate it and they're good. This is who I am. Here I am, right? They never said, I'm a man who should be a woman. I'm going to scream from the rooftops and I'm going to make children. If they feel that way, if that little 2-3-year-old feels that way, I want them to be on my side. That's not like, I'll tell you right now, the gay community, like these folks, gays against groomers, they don't want this bullshit. They do not want this bullshit. They don't want it, right? They want to be loud and proud, right? They don't want this shit indoctrinating children. So that goes to show you the difference between the trans community and the plus signs and the dollar signs and the hashtags and all that versus the gay community. Okay. And then it says, Gays Against Groomers also says, Target deserves the Bud Light treatment. We will work to put the pressure on them. Wow. And, you know, I have some gay folks in my family. And if you really want to piss them off, don't do it. Don't do it. They'll come at you very hard. That's not a pun. However, just be ready. Just be ready, Target, because you're taking on a different animal. You're taking on a different animal. And bottom line, which is very many companies, bottom line equals money. Bottom line equals money. And if you're ready to lose millions of dollars, because as you can see, people who drink, alcoholics that drink Bud Light, college kids that drink Bud Light are not drinking it. The cheapest beer that you could drink, they're not drinking it because they're taking a stand. I could take a 30 pack of Bud Light, which I used to, right? So I'm not going to say, oh, fuck Bud Light, I never drank it. I'm saying that I won't drink it now. But Bud Light at the time was like, man, that's a mechanic's beer. You could drink fucking a 30 pack, work on a car, put it, take it down, take it apart, put it back together, send it off, and it's good. Right? They're losing that. They're losing those folks. Now, I don't know what their future entails. I really don't, because I don't drink Bud Light anymore. I don't. I drink Truly. See that? Truly? Tastes fantastic. I used to drink the Bud Light seltzers. That's so good. That's so good. It's probably not good for my... alcohol is not good for your liver. It's not. Speaking of liver... Got this guy, the Liver King, actually, and he's some buff dude. I don't know. I'm asking because I think some folks may have heard of him. He's called the Liver King, and he claimed he got ripped by eating like fucking raw organs, bull testicles. That's all he ate, right? But he ended up coming clean. And saying that you know, he lied to his followers, because he had supplements too, and he had a bunch of fucking nerds that were following him, thinking that he was true. He was true. Like, hey, shit, if I just eat liver and organs, I'm going to fucking be like this guy. Fucking rip. This guy motherfucker had 8 abs, okay? I don't know how you do that. But it turns out this guy was on $11,000 worth of steroids and growth hormones and all kinds of shit. 11 grand. Now, if you could spend 11 grand on performance-enhancing drugs, that means your business is good, right? Because, like, I bring in a little bit of money, right, from my channel. But if I must be bringing in like tons of money in order to spend 11 grand a month on some fucking steroids. Like, if you have to keep that front up, if you have to keep that physique up because it's making you money, yeah, you're gonna, and it's making you a lot of money. Yeah, I can see spending 11 grand, but this guy, he's got a lot of he ended up coming out. He came out not as gay, but he came out and admitted that he used steroids, that his way of life was not how he got so ripped. So in the story it says Liver King Brian Johnson built a huge following around lifestyle habits like raw meat and intense exercise, which he did. He did mad crazy exercises. But behind his signature giant muscles was $11,000 per month steroid cycle. That is nuts. First of all, I don't even know how this motherfucker's alive, putting that amount of steroids in your body. You put that much shit in your body? That's not good. That's not good at all. The fitness influencer is known for attributing his bulgy muscles to primal habits like eating raw testicles, which he did. I've seen his video. He ate some balls. Said he's very sorry he got caught using steroids and lying about them. So, yeah, you know, when you think about it, is he really sorry? Is he sorry because he got caught? Is he sorry because he got caught, or is he sorry because he got caught? That's the only reason why he's fucking sorry. He's sorry because he ruined his business that was bringing him so many hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because if you can spend $11,000 on steroids a month, you're bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars. So he's very sorry that, first of all, he got caught, he got called out, and then he had to admit it. He's very sorry about that. Not about all the money he's made. Nowhere in the story is it saying that he's sorry. He says, people say all the time, oh, he's just sorry because he got caught. Well, yeah, that's completely true. So, okay, he verified, Johnson said. But I'm not really saying I'm sorry because I got caught. I'm saying I'm sorry because what I did was wrong. And this was the whole thing that brought it to light. Yeah, dude. It's very wrong. It's very wrong when you have millions of followers and you are pushing this ideology, agenda, kind of like politics, right? I mean, it's kind of like it. You're pushing this to kids. There's young kids. I know when I was fucking 17, 18, looking at magazine, I'm like, damn, how did this motherfucker get there, right? By eating fucking bull balls. You know, bull testicles and fucking pig dicks, you know, that's how he got, that's what, in their mind, that's how he got there. That's how he got there to be super ripped with an 8-pack and do extreme amounts of exercise. So I think he has a lot more explaining to do, right? He is liable for a lot more damage than just getting busted, right? But then again, on the flip side, his audience, they should be better. They should know better, right? You can't blame this one dude for telling you this is how he lived. Now, if they need to have a good male role model in the home, you know, or a good role model in general. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it needed to be a good male role model, but a role model in general to tell these kids, like, dude, that's fucking not real. That's not real. And I'm glad he came clean. You know, there's a few other folks that I used to follow, and I'm like, damn, this motherfucker's big, and they always denounced fucking steroids, always denounced it, always said they weren't on it. And I was like, damn, they're natural. They're fucking natural. How can I get that big? Right? How can I get that big? Turns out one of them had a heart attack. You know, the other one got busted, or his ex-boss got busted selling steroids, claiming to be a doctor, prescribing the shit. You know, I just think that, but they did it for a purpose, right? They did it. And I'm pretty sure they were spending mad amounts of money on steroids to be that YouTube, to be that Twitter folk, to be that influencer that shows people, look, if you work hard, you can have a physique like this, right? If you work hard and you eat liver and you eat fucking pig dicks and fucking bull balls, you can look like this. Well, you know, kids out there, I'm telling you, see that guy out in the gym, there are some folks that are strong, and there are some folks that are just built different, that they have the genetics to be, look like bodybuilders. But I'll tell you right now, no, this, the way this dude looked, you have to know, okay? Listen, my young folks, my young listeners, listen. This guy has been on steroids. If you see somebody that looks extraordinarily big, not just kind of big, right? Because we have those guys. There was dudes in high school that just like looked kind of buff. You know, they had that barrel chest, but just that beer belly. But they were strong, right? They weren't on fucking steroids. When you see a motherfucker lifting fucking 800 fucking pounds, and they're just completely ripped, veins popping out, there is something else going on there. There is something else going on there. For the longest time, I used to beat myself up, like go to the gym all the time and being like, damn, how can I look like that? Like, I was a personal trainer at one point, and you know, I wanted to look like a personal trainer. That's always been my drive. Like, if I'm gonna teach people how to eat well and be well and exercise, then I better look like that, right? And now this guy kind of took it to the other extremes, right? He's kind of a personal trainer through social media, whereas me, you know, I'm kind of standing there in front of the folks. But anyways, yeah, he pushed this whole thing that he was natural and just based on his diet. Yeah, he definitely was not natural. However, I will say, with steroid use or testosterone replacement therapy or any kind of PEDs, it still takes work. So the way he looked, he didn't just shoot himself up with $11,000 worth of steroids and then looked how he looked and then just ate a bunch of pig dicks. That's not how it works. So the exercises that he was doing, everything that he was doing, he put in the work, basically what I'm saying. He put in the work, but he was on steroids. I think the only really wrong thing is that he kind of misled everybody and made money off of it. Now, if he was just on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and just saying, hey, this is how I live my life, hey, that's fine. You can believe him. You don't have to believe him. But if he says, this is how I live my life, and if you want to look like this too, click the link below and buy my product that I'm selling that I know doesn't fucking work because it's $11,000 a month. of steroids. Reasons why I look how I look. So I think that's the big problem, right? That's a huge problem. But either way, these kids, they're going to do what they want. Yeah, you know, that's all I had to talk about really today. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. And I want to wish, I want to wish all the mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day. It's, you know, I don't want to get into it. I'll save this for another podcast. I'll save it for another podcast. But yeah, I appreciate everybody tuning in. Yeah, have a happy Mother's Day. You guys stay safe. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.